Hello, I am Gustavo calling from FIU. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes. It is one of them.
Thank you so much. Is your home a single family home, detached?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
I own the home.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
98.
Thank you so much. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
18.
Thank you so much. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, a tropical storm, a category 1 hurricane, a category 2 hurricane, a category 3 hurricane, category 4 hurricane, or category 5 hurricane?
No.
Any of them, of these categories or tropical storm?
No, not really. The tropical storms, I think, but no hurricanes.
All right, thank you so much. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Putting the shutters on.
Thank you so much. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or do you think your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
When a hurricane watch is issued.
Thank you so much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain
or somewhat certain?
Very certain.
Thank you so much. And please select your top 3 sources of information, internet sources other than social media or the radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, or social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp, or there is another one.
I didn't get the question. What is it?
You can, well, in this case, you can select three sources of information.
Mm-hmm. Social media, newspaper.
And just one more, please.
What was the other?
Maybe the radio or the TV or friends and family or WhatsApp?
Yeah, TV.
TV, okay. Thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Maybe the cost of food and other essentials, or transportation costs, or property taxes, or the cost of housing, or cost of insurance, the loss of income or employment, or the cost of childcare, or there is another one.
I really didn't get that. What was it?
I'm sorry? The option.
I really didn't get it. Yeah, I didn't really get the question.
Well, have any of these factors that I mentioned impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane, as, for example, cost of food and other?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, maybe the cost of food and other essentials?
Yeah, the cost of food. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and, well, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, I don't think so.
In any of them?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Never.
Thank you so much. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
Into friend's place.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again?
To a friend's place.
Maybe to a local shelter or to another location within the state?
Another location.
Thank you so much. How many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Thank you so much. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know.
And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with the $2,000. I could probably not come up with the $2,000. I am certain I could not come up with the
$2,000. No, I cannot answer that. I really don't know the answer to that.
Thank you so much. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? It has increased or it has decreased?
Increased.
It has increased somewhat as 1 to 10% or significantly over 10%?
Significantly over 10%.
And it has, how has changed in the last 3 years? It has increased or it has decreased?
Increased.
Increased significantly or somewhat?
No, significantly.
And what about the last 5 years?
Yeah, it's been increasing.
Increasing significantly or somewhat?
Increasing significantly.
And by last, what about the last 10 years? It has increased or decreased?
It does increase.
Increased significantly or somewhat?
It initially increased somewhat, then it's now increasing significantly.
Sorry, it has increased?
Uh-huh.
Significantly. Okay, thank you so much. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take?
Nothing as such.
Did you change insurance provider, or did you increase amount of deductible or decrease coverage?
I changed the provider.
And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
I don't know the answer to that.
Maybe the 100%, it means that I want to be insured for the full replacement value, or it is from 80% less than 100%, or 60% less than 80%, or less than 60%?
100%.
Thank you so much. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you move into another home within the same county, or moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
Not decided it. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't move from, well, I wouldn't move from my home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And yeah. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Thank you so much. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Do you think there is the federal government, the state government, the local government, or do you think that government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
The state government.
Thank you so much. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have the local building codes are being enforced?
I really don't know about that part.
Well, just estimating from 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have?
How much?
Yeah, how much confidence using a scale from 1 to 5?
Okay.
Four. Thank you so much. And, well, the same question, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? Using a scale from 1 to 5?
3.
Thank you so much. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
4, maybe.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
What is it?
Always using the scale from 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
4.
Thank you. And my last, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
3.
Thank you so much. And, well, before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed 71% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time. There's just a few questions, and I will try to be the briefly possible. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
I don't know.
Well, in this case, I can help you with this. Yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. Or yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Or yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I don't believe it is happening, or I don't know if it is happening.
I believe it's happening. And it will be affecting soon. Yeah.
Do you think that you will be affected?
Mhm. Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And would you consider selling your home in the private market or as part of a government buyout program, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. And if the government were to take actions on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Do you think that is increased income taxes, or increased property taxes, or increased both income and property taxes?
I didn't get that question. What is it?
If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Do you think that is increased income taxes or increased property taxes or increase both income and property taxes?
Not increase in property taxes.
Do you think is increase property taxes?
No.
No increase of income and property.
In only income tax.
Increase income taxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And well, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level rise, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Moderately concerned.
Extremely concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you?
Any options for that?
In this case, as for example, maybe the neighborhood, or because of schools, or because of crime, or the price, or walkability, or maybe the taxes, the fees, or the proximity to other family, or proximity to job, for example.
Neighborhood and schools.
The schools. And you can tell me one more, please.
What was the neighborhood, schools, and proximity to other job and other convenience places.
Okay, thank you so much. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Do you think that is less than 1 year, or between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, or between 5 to less than 10 years, or between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
Thank you so much. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
45.
Thank you so much. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you so much. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
5.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And how many people are under 12 years old?
3. Oh, under 12 is 2.
12. Oh, yeah. 2. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And how many people are 65 or older?
Nobody.
Thank you so much. And what is your marital status?
Married.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's. All right. Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Asian.
Thank you so much. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And please tell me which is the income range for your household. It is under $20,000, $20,000 to less than $30,000. $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, or $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000.
$50,000 to $75,000.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. And well, in that way, we are concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And well, that's everything for me. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.